Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
Well, hello and happy weekend. Frank Rush here. It's good to have you along for another Focus on Community. By the way, if you missed any part of today's show, you want to go back and listen to it, you can always download it by just going to our website. We've got it there for you right on our front main page as a podcast. Lisa Lee, who's Executive Director of the Western Indiana Workforce Development Board, is with us today. Lisa, how you doing?
I'm great, Frank. Thank you. How are you?
Not bad at all. You guys have started to undertake a new well, we call it a survey. We'll get into what that means. The Wabash Valley Manufacturing Distribution Wage and Benefits Survey. Now, that is a mouthful, but exactly what is this survey and why do we need it?
Okay, well, it is a survey. As the name says, we're going to survey companies in the manufacturing and distribution sectors in a 9-county area of western Indiana and eastern Illinois, and those counties include Clay, Owen, Park, Putnam, Sullivan, Vermilion, and Vigo counties in Indiana, and then Clark and Edgar counties in Illinois, because we do share a labor shed, a labor market with our neighbors across the Illinois line. So they are happy to participate. The leads for this survey will be in Indiana, the lead economic development organizations such as the Terre Haute EDC, and in Illinois, the Paris and the Marshall Chambers of Commerce are helping to recruit companies to complete the survey. And again, as the name says, what we want to do is survey specific wages and benefits related to occupations within those two sectors.
Now, when you do this, are you just cherry picking, I guess, certain businesses around the area, or are you trying to include as many and as is possible and get a hold of as many businesses as possible?
We would like as many businesses as possible, small and large, that are in the manufacturing or the logistics sectors. And by logistics, typically that would be warehousing and trucking operations.
Now, with this, what do you really learn? I mean, it seems all very interesting. We get a little snapshot of average wages, average benefits, and my first thing is, well, that's interesting, but what does it really do for us to have this information?
Okay, well, the information is very valuable. For one thing, I might just say up front that while we can find and people can find a lot of data on wage information, the only way to get benefits information is directly through employers. And by having both up-to-date wage and benefit information, it helps the region prepare for competition. The more we know about our approach and our benefits and wages, the better position we are to hire the best talent locally, nationally, and even worldwide. This information also helps with retention. It helps reduce turnover and retain employees once they realize, and companies realize, that they are competitive with their wages and benefits, or if they're not, you know, they might reconsider being more competitive. So it gives the companies that information. It also helps with planning. Obviously, with most businesses, their largest investment is in their people. So to have this information broadly within their sector is very helpful in budget planning. It also helps if the market's changing. It kind of, ideally, it would be nice to do these type of surveys every 2 years so that we can measure the economic climate in our region, and businesses can adjust if we're thriving. Obviously, you know, there may be a need to really, you know, move up with the compensation. And then also, it's just a part of being a good steward. It's a great opportunity. This is almost a $10,000 investment to do the survey, and that was provided by the Duke Energy Foundation. So we want to leverage these funds, have as many people participate as possible, and then we, again, will have all this knowledge to move forward. And it's also good in attraction. When our economic development organizations are approached by site selectors, they often want to know wage and benefit information. And as I said earlier, the only way to get benefits information is through the companies.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but the Wabash Valley is not one of the more expensive areas in the country when it comes to wages and benefits if an employer's looking.
Well, we're competitive. I mean, you know, certainly there's a bell curve here.
Yeah.
But overall, I mean, we're competitive with our wages.
I guess the reason I say it is because it would seem to me, if you're a business person and you're looking for a place to locate, obviously you want to control your expenses. So the lower our wage and benefit cost is here in the Wabash Valley, the more attractive we are. Am I right or am I wrong?
Not really. Because, again, you know, it's back to that old saying, you get what you pay for. I think in some ways the survey may inspire some of the lower paying businesses in our area to improve their wage situation. People, you know, are knowledgeable a lot of times of what other places are paying. And, you know, the cost to lose an employee and retrain is very expensive. And also with our four colleges, universities in the area, you know, we have a great base here for a lot of research and development. And again, we want to be competitive in those more professional, you know, higher wage, higher quality of life. Jobs also.
So we get all this data in. You send out the questionnaires, you talk to the businesses, they tell you all the information you're looking for. Okay, then what? Because this is going to take a while, and somebody who kind of knows what they're doing to really crunch all this down and actually make a report. Having the information is one thing. Making it mean something is something altogether different.
Right. Well, we are contracting with a gentleman who's from the South Bend area who has done several of these types of surveys throughout Indiana and surrounding states. So we have seen the work and we've seen final reports. So we are impressed with the data. And, of course, it is done in such a way that there has to be a specific number of companies answer any one single question so that no individual company is identified. So there is work put into that, and if there's not enough data, then the question goes unanswered because, again, we don't want to identify any specific organization. There's also safeguards, so if there's a very large company who participates, that their data does not kind of overwhelm, you know, the data that's coming in from smaller businesses also.
You mentioned that, and I think that's kind of important because obviously a large corporation or company that has tentacles that stretch around the world is probably set up a little bit different than your single proprietorship business here in the area or one that just covers a few states here in the Midwest, right?
That is correct. And then also within this data, if Accelerate West Central Indiana Economic Development would choose to, this information can be sliced and diced in many different ways to extract specific reports like only small businesses or only the larger businesses or extract data by a county or two or three counties. So once we have this in place, there's a lot of different ways we can look at it and analyze it.
For businesses that may not necessarily know or people that own a business, so how do they take part in this? Are you looking for people to volunteer to take part? Or do you go out and find them on your own and only invite certain businesses in? How does that work?
No. Any business within those nine counties that I mentioned earlier who are in manufacturing or distribution, we would encourage the more participants we have, the richer the information. So certainly do not wait to be asked. Contact the local economic development organization in your county or the Marshall or Paris Chambers of Commerce, or you can call me, Lisa Lee, at 812-238-5616, extension 1, and we'll be happy to get you hooked up to be a participant. In fact, Frank, next week we're going to have 3 days, 3 one-hour meetings with potential participants to answer their questions and go over the process specifically with businesses. So if they're interested, the sooner they get a hold of myself or Chamber or Economic Development Organization, the sooner we can get them on track to participate.
Lisa Lee is the Executive Director of the Western Indiana Workforce Development Board here in our area. Lisa, talk about workforce development. You guys, I mean, when people think about you, they just think about somebody that tabulates unemployment numbers and makes sure that people get signed up for unemployment benefits. But you guys have lots of things going on all the time.
We do. We do. And, of course, we've got CARES Act funding. Due to the pandemic, the governor has focused a lot of those funds on workforce development. So he has this Next Level Jobs program. It's a two-part program, one for employers and one for job seekers. And the employer training program has been so popular that it's actually been closed as of now. They have committed their funds and still have people waiting for some funding. But here in our county, within our office, we are proud to announce that we helped facilitate over $700,000 in incumbent worker training with businesses in our six-county region. So those are dollars that are staying here locally, and they're going to support folks in manufacturing, to healthcare, just across the board. So that was a very great accomplishment that we're very proud of. Then with the Next Level Jobs, with the job seeker, there still are funds, whether you're dislocated, you've lost your job through COVID, or any other reason. We do offer at no cost short-term training, for example, CDL, licensing, I know that's very popular, certified nursing assistant certification, welding, and CNC, which is computer numerical controls. We have a really great pipeline to help people find jobs within that particular sector. And then also, Ivy Tech, under the Next Level Jobs, is offering several classes that are going to begin October 26th. So, again, I would encourage your listeners to go to the nextleveljobs.com website, and they have an employer button or they have a job seeker button. To click on the job seeker button, and you can also see the many classes that are going to be offered by Ivy Tech itself.
And many of those classes are really at no, I mean, once you pass the, you know, you answer the right questions and you pass the clearinghouse there in the beginning, a lot of those classes are really at no cost. All you have to do is show up and actually take the class and learn something, right?
Exactly. And what's really unique with the Next Level Jobs program from the governor under the CARES Act is that people can even have an advanced degree, could have an associate's or bachelor's degree, and still work towards more certification. For example, we had a lady who worked in a support position with a business, and she wanted to enhance computer skills. So she has signed up and is taking a computer program. So there's, you know, a lot of, even if you have a job, you might want to look into this training. Just, you know, we all have to be lifelong learners to keep up with today's technology and the pace of today's business.
Work One, you guys do a lot of the clearing for this and everything. A lot of this is done online if folks want to find out more, right?
Absolutely.
Because they don't really show up at the office anymore like they used to back in the day. Nowadays, everything's done online.
A lot is. We're still there, though. I mean, there's some people. I know I'd probably be one of those people that still like the face-to-face. You know, the advantage with Work One, we do career counseling, too, which helps. You know, sometimes people just need to look at the statistics, and you can do that online, but sometimes it's nice to have one-on-one with a person to talk about demand jobs in the area, who's hiring. Where do we see, you know, 5-10 years from now the hiring going? So there's still a lot of valuable assets at the Work One offices. The only thing today with the pandemic, we're seeing people all of the time, but you do need to call and make an appointment. with staff today. So it's you just call the local office.
It's not so much face-to-face anymore. It's face-to-mask.
Yeah,
something
exactly.
like that. Yeah, and of course, and of course, you guys, I know, will help folks too. As far as you mentioned, you know, kind of like clearing, trying to figure out what they're really, where their strengths lie. Because I know that there's some testing and stuff that you guys can kind of help point people in the right direction. Just because they're interested in something doesn't necessarily mean that that's where they should go.
Exactly. Exactly. Or, you know, sometimes they think a job sounds interesting and they know a little bit about it, but with more research, sometimes we even have people go and interview folks in the position that a person's interested in. And when they get down to the daily task, you know, they realize then that it's maybe not what they want, and they kind of reevaluate their priorities.
Lisa Lee's the executive director of the Western Indiana Workforce Development Board. The Wabash Valley Manufacturing and Distribution Wage and Benefits Survey, the main focus of our conversation today. Is the survey going on now?
The survey will actually begin, will go out to participants on November 9th.
Okay, and then it'll take about how long to actually, or how long do you hope it will take to gather the information and then go through and crunch before we actually get some answers?
We're going to give the participants 2 weeks. It's estimated, because this is a detailed report, that it'll take 2 to 3 hours to complete this. However, the good thing is, once done, we hope to do this in 2 more years, and the participants now, the information they put in will be encrypted, so if they come back 2 years from now, they don't have to start from scratch. They'll just adjust what they had said today, or not adjust it, but they'll look at what they had before. The actual survey will close. We will get everything to our contractor by November 30th. And we will have the results of this survey the first quarter of 2021.
And funding for the survey coming from Duke Energy, a grant from them, which...
Correct.
That's nice.
Duke Energy Foundation.
Yeah, that's nice and helpful.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Lisa Lee with the... she's executive director of the Western Indiana Workforce Development Board. If you want to get a hold of her about this wage and benefits survey, you're one of the businesses looking to take part, or you've got other questions about it, 812-238-5616. Hit extension 1-238-5616. And if you need a repeat on any of the information we discussed today, head on over to our website. We have everything, the entire program, posted there for you as a podcast. You can stream it online or download it and listen to it later. We will see you next weekend.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.